This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. House of Representatives on Monday formally delivered an article of impeachment to the U.S. Senate. It charges former President Donald Trump with inciting the deadly January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol building. On Monday evening, the nine House impeachment managers hand-delivered the article to the Senate, walking in a silent group through the halls of the Capitol. The Senate trial of the former president, who was impeached for a second time in 4 years on January 13th, is to begin the week of February the 8th. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the 100 members of the Senate who will act as jurors in the trial will be sworn in on Tuesday. A summons will be issued to the former president. Democrats and Republicans agreed to delay the start of the trial for 2 weeks to allow Trump to prepare his defense against the charge of incitement to insurrection and for the Senate to confirm President Joe Biden's cabinet appointees. If Mr. Trump is convicted, the Senate could bar him from holding office again. That's a move that would prevent him from running for president in 2024. Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte is expected to resign tomorrow. He informed his cabinet of his plans on Monday, according to the cabinet office. Conte hopes President Sergio Mattarella will give him a mandate to form a new government with broader backing in parliament, according to political sources. Conte lost his absolute majority in the upper house of the Italian legislative body last week when a junior partner, the Italia Viva party, quit the ruling coalition. It quit over the government's handling of the economic recession and the coronavirus crisis. You can follow that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News.